ABC News.
It was a peaceful rally and a decision was made to walk about 500 metres up the road with banners and chanting slogans around shut youth prisons and Aboriginal land. We got to an intersection of the road. Police were originally there and they walked beside us. There were two police officers. There was about 50 to 70 people, so there was only two police officers there. By the time we got to the corner of the road at the intersection, there was a lot more police there and more arrived with lights flashing. Now, there was a circle that came together around on the road of the peaceful rally people and chanting and talking and making statements with a loudspeaker. Police were diverting traffic in a different way, but the police were very focused on the young people and particularly young Dylan Voller. And eventually they said it's time to move on. And the elders said, yes, it was time to move on. And we were starting to move, but all of a sudden the police had a line and pushed into the young people. And as they pushed into the young people, they dragged them off the footpath into the middle of the road.
So do you say that they were targeting Dylan Voller?
Well, that's what it looked like to me. The police were nowhere near any of us, and there was about 50 other people there. They were deliberately standing in front of him and some other young people, young boys, and what had happened, and then they eventually have him on the ground, arrest him, arrest his mother and a few other young people, who then they put in the back of a paddy wagon that has no air conditioning, and those kids were screaming out for water. I went over to the paddy wagon and told the police that I was a lawyer and was giving them water and they needed to open the cage door. The police officer there said he didn't have the key and can't open it and we'll give them water. I said, well, I want them to have water because they're screaming out saying they need water. And then they got into the paddy wagon, drove those kids away. They didn't give them the water. They took the water, threw it in the front of the police paddy wagon part of the vehicle and drove off.
Then initially you say the protest was peaceful, the police were walking alongside you, and then there was this huge police presence and they seemed to be targeting the young people.
Well, that was clearly obviously to me. There was a number of us that were older. There were Aboriginal elders there, the aunties, the grandmothers, and they weren't being targeted. The young people were the ones that the police were standing in front of and pushing back.
So what do you think should be done about this situation now? Are you concerned for the welfare of Dylan Voller and his mother?
I'm concerned for his mother. I'm concerned for the other children. As I've been seeing on social media, they've been arrested. They're in the watch house. I'm very concerned. They should be released without charge. It was peaceful. The police came in droves. There was way more police there. They were pulling out their guns, capsicum spray, and we had to move away because I was with my daughter and granddaughter, and there was another woman there. They were pushing another woman who was Dylan's sister, who was pregnant. It was just, they just became very violent.
ABC News.